Hey Jay, this is such an incredible character for you to play. What initially attracted you to Zane?
Well, I think first off, it was just the audition that they were sending out. And at the time, I had moved from Australia to Vancouver, and I got the audition, and it was for a non-binary character, and I was really excited because they were looking strictly for non-binary characters. They didn't want anyone, who was cis to play non-binary, of course. That was the first. And then I saw that they were a medic for a spaceship, and that freaked me out because, I just didn't see myself playing a medic at all. The words and the terminology that I have to say in the show, it was like something that was a struggle for me and a challenge. But yeah, it wasn't like I got to choose this character as such. At the time, I was just like kind of auditioning for things and trying to get a job, really. But I was so lucky and grateful that it turned out to be such an incredible character, and Zane is so intelligent, and the fact that their identity isn't, part of the story or an arc was really, really, really refreshing and beautiful.
Where do we pick up with Zane this season?
We pick up where we left off, which there is, there's chaos around every corner, and I believe that Zane is, the calm that everybody needs. They're also, there for everybody. But we do see, we instantly pretty much go into something that happens to one of the other crew, and they're challenged with what is right and what is wrong, and yeah, we just get to see this really cool, like, unfolding story of them kind of questioning themselves and what it means to be on this Elvare doing this job, and if the sacrifice is really all worth it.
I mean, every season so far, the episodes get more intense and just take you on this incredible journey. For season two, are there some episodes that really stood out to you as significant, or maybe personally you felt were like, this is going to blow the audience's minds?
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay,
Oh my
cool.
God. That's why I was saying every episode, I can't, you like, there's more and more to watch. And
You've seen the new season?
oh, yeah, I've seen season two also.
Yeah, I loved season two, and I love this where it goes. I love that we got to go back to Earth and sort of discover Zane's family life and what they have at home, and it was, as an actor, it was really, really compelling, and it's the kind of stories you want to tell. You want characters with complexity, and that was really fun. I think the fact that the show is so jam-packed is a lot for audiences, and I think it's going to be great. And it's like one of, it's such a binge-worthy show, and the fact that each episode is a little shorter as well, it's one of those shows that you need to see the next episode, and Netflix does do such a good job at making everything so binge worthy. And this is definitely one of those shows. For me, my favorite episodes to shoot were probably 7 and 8, when Zane is faced with the ultimatum of, do I save my mother's life or do I not? Like, what is this? That was really, really interesting to shoot. And the fact that my mother is a Filipino lady, and the fact that they used that in the story, Aaron used that in the story, was really confronting for me. I didn't think I would react the way I did to it. And I guess that's, that's the craft, and that's just how you have to kind of work around that. And, method acting can be pretty dangerous if you're a method actor in these situations when it's very close to home. But yeah, that was really cool for me to explore.
Is it difficult then for you to shake off a long day of filming, especially that particular episode? I mean, viewers are going to have their jaws on the floor, but was it particularly difficult then after that episode?
Yeah, it can be those scenes in particular when you are, when something's really relatable or it hits close to home, they can be pretty exhausting and draining. So I think you, you know, when we go back to our chairs in between setups, it's more so keeping to yourself, conserving your energy. We're lucky the cast is really fun, and AJ and Kurt and Elizabeth were really fun to be around during the Earth scenes, because we just kind of had each other's backs, and we were there to laugh and joke with each other, because nothing about any of the storyline is like light and fun. So it can be very exhausting, especially when you're working 10 to 12 hour shooting days. So, and I can only imagine what Katie was going through. So yeah, you just have to listen to your body and your mind. And if it needs a break, then take a few minutes and try and sleep as much as you can when you're not working.
What do you think it is about Another Life that just makes it such a fan favorite series?
I think that we just don't really hold back. I think we, you know, you can be related to a lot of other sci-fi series. There's tropes in there that are we've seen millions of times, but I think that's what fans love in their sci-fi. They want to see the tropes that they love and they recognize. We have, you know, really, really cool, compelling, diverse characters. So I think that's really, really exciting and fun as well. And to have Katie as the front woman is another huge hit for the show, I believe. So yeah, there is so much in there. It's like I said, it's just jam-packed with everything that you love in a sci-fi series. Yeah, there's not much time to come up for air.
What have you then personally taken away from your time working on the show?
Well, it really helped me with my identity, like identifying as non-binary. I never really never labeled myself as non-binary before mm-hmm. the show, because I didn't really understand the label. I always just knew that I was me. And then I guess playing Zane really opened up my eyes to how I identify personally. And that was probably the biggest takeaway for me. And also just all the being on set and, you know, wanting to be an actor has been my dream my whole life. So working every day for 4 months, you know, was a great learning experience. And I learned so much from everybody on the show and the directors and the writers and producers. And yeah, just if anything, my love and appreciation for the film and TV industry is like just grown, and for myself.
What are the upcoming projects that you have otherwise you're working on?
I did a film with Mahershala Ali and Glenn Close towards the end of last year, and that will be released December 17th. I think that's for Apple, and it's called Swan Song, which I play Mahershala's assistant at his job. I don't think any of this information's out. And then I also am on Space Force with Steve Carell. So I play another scientist doctor type. It's like Zane on Space Force. It's almost very much the same character, but it was comedy. So it was very light and fun, and working with Steve was really incredible. And that's Netflix as well.
What would you like to say then to everyone who are continued fans and supporters of the incredible work that you do?
I just want to say thanks for following along and not listening to the critics. Just loving for it for what it is and understanding the show, and being so supportive of me. And I get messages, so many messages from fans saying how much that my character mean to them and meant to them. And it's really inspiring, and I never meant to be like a spokesperson for non-binary people, and the fact that it's kind of just fell that way, I'm really, really grateful, and I'm going to continue to inspire and stand for them for sure. I'm actually writing a feature right now with, you know, the first non-binary lead, so hopefully that goes well and we get that made.
I just hope that Hollywood can become more inclusive and start featuring more non-binary characters, especially thanks to the wonderful work you're doing on screen and now behind the screen, clearly.
Yeah, we need to push past the tokenism and make, there can be more than one non-binary character in a story.
And they can be the lead.
And they can be the lead.
Well, those are all of my questions. So thank you, JR, so much for sneaking in your time to speak to me. This is such a beautiful role for you. And I just can't wait to see so much more from you. Be safe and be well.
Thank you. You too.